does one earn good karma?
Good karma means what are prescribed in the Vedas. Specifically, it is prescribed that one should perform yoga. Yoga means to act for satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, so let's stop the chant. I think it can stop. It's what? Otherwise, mosquitoes may disturb.
You have a sweater here, so much.
No. So good karma means performance of the yajnas as they are prescribed in the Vedic literature. And this purpose of this yoga is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. It's like good citizen means one who satisfies the government, law-abiding, good citizen. Similarly, good karma means who satisfies Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. And unfortunately, the modern civilization, they do not know what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and what to speak of satisfying. They do not know. They are simply busy with material activity. Therefore, all of them are doing only bad karma, and therefore they are suffering. They are blind men, and leading some other blind men. And both of them are expanding past like bad karma. Do something similar, you suffer. If you do something benevolent for the state, for the people, then you are rewarded, you are recognized, you are given title. Sometimes God. This is good and bad for me. So, some material happiness, bad karma means to suffer from material distress. By good karma, you get birth in good family, janma, you get riches, good money, then you become learned scholar. You become beautiful also. You don't. There is some trouble with your leg. What is that?
There is infection in
the ankle. There are some things.
Is not very aware of God. But
then he's an animal. The animal does not know what is God. The person who does not know what is God, or one who does not try to understand what is God, He's animal. The animal has four legs, and that animal is with two legs. And Darwin's theory is they are monkeys. So, anyone who does not know God or does not try to understand God is nothing but animal.
What about the people in the innocent people?
The animal is very innocent. It cuts its throat, it don't protest. So innocent is not very good qualification. The animals are all innocent. Therefore you get the chance of cutting their throat. So, to become innocent is not a very good qualification. However, proposition is, one must be very, very intelligent. And then he can understand Krishna. Krishna Jibhaji Sevara Chotu. So, to become innocent, ignorant, simpleton, they're not very good qualification. Simplicity is all right, but one should not be unintelligent.
Can you tell me again what intelligence is?
Intelligence means one who knows what he is, what is this world, what is God, what is interrelation, his intelligence. He does not know what he is. The animal does not know what he is. He thinks that he is body. Similarly, any man who does not know what he is not intelligent.
What about a person who does, tries to do what is right and is very conscientious instead of being unconscientious about the things he does? What might be like the servant who is very honest to his master, but if he was not honest, he knows he would not be caught. But he stays honest anyway. A person like that, is that some kind of good karma?
Yes, to become honest is also good karma. See, how to become a good man, they are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivi Sampad and Asuri Sampad. These are very elaborately described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, to become qualified as the Daivi Sampad, then Daivi Sampad Vimokhaya. Then he will be liberated. And Nivandanaya Cha Asuri Mata. And if you are qualified with the demonic qualification, then he will be more and more entangled. Unfortunately, the modern civilization, they do not know what is liberation and what is entanglement. They are so much ignorant. They do not know. Suppose if I ask you, what do you mean by liberation? Can you answer? And if I ask you, what do you mean by entanglement? Can you answer? These words are there in the Vedic literature. Liberation and entanglement. But at the present moment, they do not know even what is liberation, what is entanglement. They are so ignorant and foolish. And still, they are proud of their advancement in knowledge. Can you answer what is liberation? You are a professor, teacher. But if I ask you, can you explain what is liberation?
Not adequately, because if I could explain, then I would be becoming liberated very fast.
But if you do not know what is liberation, then how fast and slow liberation? There is no question of liberation. It is not like that fast and slow. You first not going to know what is liberation. If you do not know where the train is going, then what is the use of asking and understanding fast and slow? You do not know your destiny. What is liberation? I am asking you, really ask me. I am asking you.
I'll think for a moment.
Yes? Yes. No, he'll do. Why is Nanda Kumar? He can do. Is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavata. The exact Sanskrit word for liberation is called mukti. So that mukti is defined in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mukti hitya anatha rupam sarupena avasthiti. One should stop doing all nonsense and he must be situated in his original position. But this is also more embarrassing because nobody knows what is his original position. And how to act properly. Mukti hitya anatha rupam. People are generally acting differently. But they do not know what is differently and what is properly. So much ignorant as a modern population about their life. It is very, very awkward position. They do not know.
He's honest.
But he does not know what is honesty. How he can be honest? If you know what is honesty, then you can become honest. But if you do not know what is honesty, what is honesty? First I'll explain.
Our honesty is doing what you really feel is right.
The truth is feeling, then I must feel. So provide my children. Is right. Does it mean that he's honest? Everyone thinks. The butcher, he thinks it is my life. I must cut throat of the animal daily. Just like that, what is that? Bad, bad. And Narad Muni met him? Yeah. Bhigari. Yeah. Why you are killing in this way? Oh, it is my business. My father taught it. So he was honestly doing that. The feeling of honesty, it depends on different culture. thief, culture is different. He thinks stealing is honesty.
So, what is honesty?
That is my question. Real honesty is that you should not encroach upon others' property. This is honesty. It's like this is my table. If you want to take it away while going, is that honesty? So therefore, the simple definition of honesty is that you should not encroach upon others' right. That is honesty.
Somebody who is honest will be in the mode of goodness.
Certainly. Because mode of goodness means knowledge. So if you know, if you are well conversant that this temple does not belong to me, it belongs to Tamasi, so you not try to take that. Therefore, one must know the thoroughly well conversant, then he can be honest.
Now, you said the mode of goodness was knowledge of God, but somebody may be honest without having very much knowledge of God.
Hmm.
You know, without being honest, without thinking they're honest because it is God's wishes. They just feel like they ought to be honest.
God wishes everyone to be honest. Why God should think otherwise?
So you may follow God's wishes without knowing you are following God's wishes. Like somebody may be in the mode.
No, without knowing following, that is absurd. Without knowing following, that is absurd.
Right.
You must know that this is the the order of God. And if you follow that, then this is honesty.
But somebody would not be honest without knowing God.
Well, yes. Because God is the supreme proprietor. See, God is the supreme proprietor. And he is the supreme enjoyer. And it's the supreme friend. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. If anyone knows these three things, then he is in full knowledge. These three things only. That God is the proprietor of everything, God is friend of everyone, and God is the enjoyer of everything. Let's take the same example in your body. Everyone knows in the body the stomach is the engine. Not the hands, legs, eyes, ears. They are simply to help. The stomach, eyes, where the vulture goes 7 miles. I was up to see where is food for the stomach. Is it not? Then the wings fly there. And the jaws catch the food. And upwardly push into the mouth. Similarly, as in this body, this particular example, the stomach is the enjoyer. Similarly, the central figure of whole cosmic manifestation material or spiritual. The central figure is Krishna, God. He is India. We can understand, as in mind, this particular body, the body is also creation. The body has got the same mechanism as you will find out in the whole universe. The same mechanism. Anywhere you go, you find even in animals or human body or in the cosmic manifestation, it's almost the same mechanism. So, as you understand very easily, that in this body, my body, your body, this tamas is in. Or there is a central enjoyer. And the stomach is friend of everyone. Because if we cannot digest food, you see, then all other limbs of the body, they become weak. Therefore, stomach is the friend. It is digesting and distributes the energy to all the limbs of the body. Is it not?
So,
similarly, the central stomach of the whole creation is God or Krishna. He is the enjoyer and he is the friend. He is maintaining everyone. Eko bahunam virudhati kama. Then he is friend of everyone. And everywhere he is maintaining means, everywhere he is the proprietor. Just like a king can maintain the whole country, citizen, because he is the proprietor. Without being proprietor, how he can become everyone's friend? These things have to be understood. The Krishna is the enjoyer, Krishna is the proprietor, and Krishna is friend. If you know these three things, then your knowledge is full. You do not require to understand anything more. Tasmin vijñāte sarvamedam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna by these three formulas, then your knowledge comes. You don't require any more knowledge. But people will not agree. Why Krishna shall be perfected? Hitler shall be perfect. Yahya Khan should be perfect. Nixon shall be perfect. That is why. Therefore you are in trouble. And if you understand these three things only, then your knowledge is finished. But you will not accept. He'll put forward so many impediments for understanding this. And that is the cause of our trouble. But Bhagavad Gita is plainly said, Voktaram Bhaktyagata Prasam Sadhuku Maheshwaram Sridam Sadhuhutana Gyatya Maam Shanti Ichyati. But he won't take this. We shall put forward so many false proprietors, false friends, false enjoyer, and they will fight one another. This is the situation of the world. If this education is given, and people test this knowledge, there is peace, shanti, nishchati. Immediately there is peace. This is knowledge. And if anyone follows this principle, he is honest. He does not claim it is mine. He everything knows, it is Krishna's. So therefore, everything should be utilized for Krishna service. Very nice. If this pencil belongs to me, the etiquette is, that's why my students sometimes go, can I use this pencil? Yes, this is etiquette. I say, yes, you can. Similarly, if I know that everything belongs to Krishna, without his permission, I will not use. That is honest. And that is knowledge. And one does not know, he is ignorant, he is foolish, and foolish man commits all criminality. All criminals are foolish men. Out of ignorance, one commits law breaking. So ignorance is not bliss, but it is folly to be wise where ignorance is bliss. That is the difficulty of ours. The whole world is enjoying ignorance. And when you say about Krishna consciousness, they do not very much appreciate. If I say Krishna is the proprietor, you are not proprietor, you will not be very much satisfied. Let's see, the ignorance is bliss. So it is my foolishness to say the real truth. Therefore, it is folly to be wise, but ignorance is bliss. So we are taking disease to offend people because they think we are fools. If I say Birla, Mr. Birla, you are not proprietor, Krishna is proprietor. So whatever money you have got, send for Krishna. He'll be angry. Mutkhaya upadesha, he prakupayana santi. If you instruct a rascal, he'll be angry. Therefore, you go as beggar. My dear Mr. Birla, you are a very rich man and sannyasi beggar. So I want to construct a temple. If you spare some money, there you are. Here is a beggar. But if I say, Mr. Birla, you have got millions of dollars at your disposal, that is Krishna's money, give it to me. I am Krishna's servant. You'll not be very satisfied. Rather, if I go as a beggar, he would give something. And if I tell him the truth, he'll not give me a party. Therefore, we take this beggar's dress. We are not beggars. We treat him as beggar. We are not beggars. We are Krishna's servants. We are not beggars. We don't want anything from anyone. Because we know Krishna will provide everything. This is knowledge. That's why a child sometimes takes something important. You not spare it. So you have to flatter. Oh, you are so nice. Please take this lozenges. And say, give me that paper. And it is nothing, this paper. Oh, Lord, yes. See, that's right. That 2 pies lozenge is very nice. It's free. So you have to do like that. Why? Because he'll go to hell taking Krishna's money. So somewhere or other, take some money from him and engage in Krishna consciousness movement.
Then he may not go to hell.
Yes. He's saving from going to hell. Because if farthing spent for Krishna, it will be accounted, oh, this man has given. This is called Agnata Sukriti. Ajnata Sukriti means knowing pious activity, doing pious activities without knowledge. So we give everyone chance to act very piously without his knowledge. This is Krishna consciousness. Mahat vikalanam nilam grihinam dina chetatam. Dina chetatam. They are very poor in their thought. Therefore, the saintly persons move just to enlighten him little, to give him chance to set Krishna. Very saintly person. But if he takes money from and he utilizes for his self-gratification, then he goes to hell. Then he is finished. Then he is a cheater. Actually, he is criminal. You cannot take money, a farthing from anyone.
I think of people I know who are not Krishna conscious.
Krishna means God.
Are not very, just slightly God conscious, but still these people are honest to the extent they don't take from other people at all, and they try to be honest with other people.
He does not take from other people, but he takes from God.
So these people are half good.
Huh?
These people then are half good.
Not half good. Not good. Yeah. If he does not know the principle that God is the perfect. Other thing, what do you mean by other thing?
People I'm thinking of, they're poor people who need money and food, but...
Everyone needs money. Everyone needs food. Who is not poor? Anyone, find out, there are so many gentlemen sitting here. Who is not in need of food and money? You are also in need of money. So how do you distinguish poor and rich? Everyone needs. If that is a definition, if one needs money and food, everyone needs money and food. Everyone is poor.
What? Well, I was thinking in terms of just people who are relatively poor.
Not relatively. Relatively, maybe. Yeah, you are more angry than me. Yeah. That does not mean you are not hungry. I am not hungry. I don't feel hungry now. That does not mean I do not feel hungry. I am not hungry. For the time being, you may not be hungry. Tomorrow you'll be hungry.
Oh, what I feel is that somehow these people everybody around them may be stealing, but they still stand up and don't steal. That these people somehow deserve something good to happen to them.
Mm-hmm. But the man who is thinking that he's not stealing, he's also a thief. Because he does not know that everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, whatever he's accepting, he's stealing.
Is he less of a thief?
You may not know that I am the proprietor.
Yes.
Of this wrapper. But if you take it out, are you not still?
But maybe it isn't. If I know it is yours and I take it, I'm a worse thief than if I do not know whose it is and I just think it may be nobody's and I take it.
That is obviously. Because it must belong to somebody.
Yeah.
As you take, without his permission. He must know exactly who is the proprietor, but he must know it must belong to somebody. That is knowledge. Sometimes we see on the road so many valuable things that like government property. You see, one for repairing roads or electrical. So many things, valuable things are lying down. But a man may think that it is a possibility, it is lying there. So I take it. Is it not stealing?
Stealing.
Yeah?
Okay.
He does not know that these are all government property. He takes away. That's stealing. And when he's caught, he's arrested and he's punished. So, similarly, whatever you are collecting, suppose you are drinking a glass of water from the river. Is the river your property?
No.
Then it is stealing. You have not created the river. You do not know who is the proprietor. Therefore, it is not your property. So even if you drink a glass of water without the knowledge to whom it belongs, you are a thief. So you may say I am honest, but factually, you are a thief.
জল নদীর জলে গ্রহণ করলে সেটা তো আমার সম্পত্তি না, কিন্তু আমি সেটা তাহলে আমার গ্রহণ আমি কিভাবে করতে পারি?
সেই জন্য কৃষ্ণ তো বলছে রসোহম মৎস্যকান্তে কৃষ্ণ তো কৃষ্ণ ইট ইজ ইউর ক্রিয়েশন সো কাইন্ডলি অ্যালাউ মি টু থিঙ্ক Did you
know
it? Therefore, a devotee always think of Krishna in all activities. So, it is Krishna. Sarvatra spurayata ishtave mur. This is done.
Krishna
is not the bhokta. Krishna is the bhokta. So, without Krishna consciousness, everyone is a reptile, is a thief, is a rogue, is a robber. These qualities.
Krishna consciousness
also is a thief. Therefore, our conclusion is, anyone who does not understand Krishna, he has no good qualities. Neither he is honest, neither he has knowledge, therefore, he is a third class. Is that correct? What do you think? Did you write? This is not dogmatism, this is fact.
মহানম্বর দেখেন সনাতন ধর্ম বইলি কিন্তু তাকে জন্মাদ্বিশ্বের দিকে সত্যম পরম ঘৃণী এই সত্য কৃষ্ণ না
কথা
যখন
ওদের প্রিন্সিপ হাটকার মন্ত্রদের হাটকার বা understood what is knowledge and what is honesty.
In a way. In a way.
And if there is other way to defy it, is there any other way? To defy it. Is there another way? Good advice? Is there an alternative to defy? We do not say anything which can be defied by anyone. That experience you have got. Rather, we defy. Any questions? till now, Krishna gives protection. In big, big meeting, in big, big country, after speaking, I ask any question. In London, we had how many days? Nixon, that what is that? Cornwall
Hall. 12 days.
Huh?
Conway Hall.
Conway Hall.
12 days.
Yes. So after every meeting, I was asking any question.
Did you get many questions?
Oh yes, many foolish questions.
Well, let me ask one more question. What is being foolish?
Foolishness? Well, has no knowledge.
No, no.
That is foolish. Is it not foolish?
Yes.
But I have one personal question. Can I ask?
Yes.
Sometime in ago, in Calcutta, the object of week, it was named Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
This is another foolishness. They are advertising prevention of cruelty and they are maintaining thousands of slaughterhouses. There is another foolishness.
Sir, I want to just ask.
Really, asking, before asking, I give you the answer. There is another foolishness. They are regularly cruel to the animals, and they are making society.
They do.
Just like, a gang of thieves gives a signboard, good man and company. A gang of thieves are giving signboard, good man and company. he sometimes finds such signboard.
Our landlord is San Francisco Temple.
Yes.
His name is Goodman.
Returning very
their philosophy that the animal, when it is not properly nourished, that is cruelty. Therefore, instead of allowing to starve, better killing. Yes. Yes. Is it not?
Yes.
They say, oh, it is better to kill him than to give him so much. That theory is coming in communist country. That an old man, grandfather, is suffering, better kill him. And in Africa, there is a class of nation, they heat, make a festival by killing the grandfather and grandfather. Mm-hmm. Is it not? Yes.
They eat them?
Yes.
I had an uncle and aunt, they were in the army, so when they went overseas, they could not take their dog with them. So they said, the poor dog, he will be so heartbroken not to be with us that they had him put to sleep. Killed.
In Gandhi's life also, he once killed one calf, some calf. He was suffering. He was suffering very much. So Gandhi ordered that instead of his suffering, just kill him.
Yesterday you said that the spiritual master may have been
suffer due to the sinful activities of his disciple. What do you mean by sinful activities?
Sinful activities means that you promise that I shall follow the regulated principles. If you do not, then it's sinful. That is the promise. Very simple. To break your promise and do nasty things, that we are sinful. Is it not?
But there are some things I'm instructed to do. There are other things which we're instructed to do, which even though we try to do, we cannot do perfectly yet.
How is that? We try to do and cannot do. How is this?
Like chanting attentively.
That is not far. Suppose you are trying to do something due to your inexperience or sometimes fail, that is not far. You are trying. There is a verse in Bhagavad. But a devotee is trying his best, but due to his incapability, he sometimes fails. So Krishna excuses. And in Bhagavad Gita also it is said, apite sudurachara bhajate mam anannaha. By due to his bad habits, past, sometimes, not willingly, but due to his habit is second nature, he does something nonsense. But that does not mean his fault. But he must repent for the prayer that I have done this. I should try to avoid as far as possible. But habit is the second nature. Sometimes in spite of trying hard, the Maya is so strong, push me into pitfalls. That can be excuses. But those who are doing willingly something, that is not on the strength that I am a devotee, I am chanting, therefore I may commit all this nonsense, it will nullify. That is the greatest thought.
That's just part of the day.